This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Margaret Thatcher has died at the age of 83.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Margaret Thatcher, the first woman Prime Minister of Britain and rabid anti-unionist, died yesterday, April 8th, leaving a legacy of hatred amongst many working people in the country. Ms. Thatcher was Prime Minister from 1979 to November 1990. Amongst unionists, she is remembered mostly for using the whole power of the state to break the miners' union during a strike in 1984-85. The strike left many of the pit mining communities in northeastern England as ghost towns. Here is Alan Cummings, the chair of the Durham Miners Association.
Hated the woman, hated what she stood for, hated what she did to us. She has a legacy, of destruction, a legacy of destroying lives.
Ms. Thatcher argued that breaking the unions would bring new jobs and prosperity to the mining regions.
Don't you think that's the way to persuade more companies to come to this region and get more jobs, because I want them, for the people who are unemployed, not always standing there as moaning minis?
The new jobs never showed up. Here is how some former miners reacted to the death of Ms. Thatcher.
She was a pariah. That's how everybody felt. I personally did, and most of my friends at the pit, they all thought the same. She were on a mission, and she were on a mission to destroy the miners' union, which would affect jobs and also the communities.
They promised all sorts of different jobs, and when you go around these places like Grimthorpe, for instance, which were a big area, it's like a ghost town. They were going to put all sorts there and the miners' jobs. And you can go back to any site you want, and it's got either nothing on it or a supermarket.
Margaret Thatcher embodied a great evil, and indeed, you know, it wasn't just the miners, it was the entire working class of the country which has suffered from her policies.
Julie Arner was the head of a support group of miners' wives during the strike.
What I'll always remember is when we went down the House of Commons, our support group, and we're in the House of Commons when Margaret Thatcher called us the enemy within. And that stays with me forever. I'm not a hateful person, but I despise what she's done to this area. If people go through history and they'll think, wait, Hetton? What's Hetton? It was a mining village. What happened to Hetton? This woman called Margaret Thatcher closed the pit and closed the area.
Billy Bragg is one of Britain's most famous folk-singing union supporters. He was interviewed by Democracy Now!, a progressive television station in the United States.
You know, my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation fought very hard for a welfare state in my country in which the rights of the individual were underpinned by the collective provision of free healthcare, free education, decent, affordable housing, proper pensions. And that was, you know, that's what we refer to as in my country as the post-war consensus. Parties came and went, Labour, Conservative, Liberal. Nobody ever changed that until Margaret Thatcher came along. And she decided that it would be better to have to pay less taxes. So she began to take apart the welfare state and that provision. And the government owned the coal mines. And although there was plenty of coal under our country, she began to close them down. So they went on strike, and really the strike became a defence of that welfare state, of those ideals of collective responsibility and collective provision. Margaret Thatcher, were it not for her, I probably wouldn't be a socialist.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving Downing Street for the last time after 11 and a half wonderful years.
Perhaps the most significant remembrance of Ms. Thatcher's legacy should be that, at the end, it wasn't the miners that removed her from office. It wasn't the left. It wasn't the Labour Party. It was members of her own party, the Conservatives, who finally told her to go. Even the right-wingers in her own party had enough of her divisiveness and her policies. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.